FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free. Anything goes here. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Don't forget to log on. Get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with literally thousands of posts for you to surf around through and hundreds of people participating there. All kinds of action at freetalklive.com. Be sure you check it out. Of course, registration is free. It's simple. It's easy. So log on and join the fun at freetalklive.com.
And as always, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, you can call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604 and log on at freestateproject.org.
We've been talking about the draft. There's a lot to say about it. There's a lot of clues laying around that point to that particular direction. In fact, the Selective Service, we just revealed, according to a Rolling Stone article, has admitted that they're going to put into effect at some point a special services draft, meaning they're going to, if they need doctors, they're going to draft doctors.
If they need plumbers, they'll draft plumbers.
Right, exactly. And that's frightening enough. And we actually got an email in over the news break there from Ken. And he says, great show still, listening in Nashville, Tennessee on your dial-up stream. Some of the most interesting radio available. Thank you, Ken. With 80% of the public opposed to a return to conscription, also known as slavery, wouldn't you think that a draft will be overturned after the next election?
I would hope so. Certainly, I hope that if that's what happens, that they return to the draft, and I believe that they will. I would hope that at the next election they would vote in a libertarian, so this would never happen again. I know that'd
be nice.
It'd be nice. It just doesn't seem likely. What would probably happen is whatever party is, second would get their candidate in based on that, and hopefully. But we had a draft for a long time, and a lot of people support it.
Right. Well, if it really is true that 80% of the people are against the draft, then wouldn't it just make total sense that it would never make it through in the first place? I mean, what would the representatives be thinking?
I've seen numbers like 40% support.
Really?
And those numbers don't make sense.
Right. I mean, and just wait. Wait until, George Bush or one of the other bureaucrats in Washington starts backing a draft. That number would then significantly change.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know,
propaganda
on the PR machine. And
right. Great point. Especially with the new Pentagon channel coming to a cable system near you with 24 hours a day, 7 days a week Pentagon propaganda coming right into your homes. So we definitely are going to be getting plenty of that shoved down our throats. Well, even military recruiters agree, again, this is from Rolling Stone, that the only way to persuade average Americans to make long-term sacrifices in war. Don't you love that word? Sacrifices.
Yeah, your children, for instance.
In a war is for the children of the elite to put their lives on the line. In a recent meeting with military recruiters, Moskos discussed the crisis in enlistment. He said, I asked them if they'd prefer to have their advertising budget tripled or have Jenna Bush join the army. He says they unanimously chose the Jenna option. And one of the few politicians who is willingly openly advocating the return to the draft is Representative Charles Rangel, a Democrat from New York who argues that the current system places an immoral burden on America's underprivileged. He says, quote, it shouldn't be just the poor and the working poor who find their way into harm's way, he says. In the days leading up to the Iraq War, Rangel introduced a bill to reinstate the draft with absolutely no deferments. If the kids and grandkids of the president and the cabinet and the Pentagon were vulnerable to going to Iraq, we never would have gone. No question in my mind, he says. The closer this thing comes home to Americans, the quicker we'll be out of Iraq. Now, the only thing I agree with there is the last sentence. The closer it comes home to Americans, the quicker we'll be out of Iraq. If Americans really do feel how terrible this war is, they do start to see their friends and their family members dying because of it, then yeah, I think that might hasten the withdrawal. However, I don't think this is the right way to go about it at all.
No, certainly not.
This guy's crazy if that's what he really thinks.
He's a little nutty.
I mean, he's talking about bringing back the draft, so allegedly, and as he puts it, as he puts it, if the kids and grandkids of the president of the cabinet were vulnerable, he doesn't even say that we're going to force them in, you know, to make set a good example. They'll just be vulnerable,
yep.
Which doesn't mean anything. And like we were saying, it just means they're going to get around it. They're going to be writing the loopholes into the law, and so it's not going to be a big deal for the children of the elite at all, and it's just going to end up drafting everybody else who doesn't want to go into the military. I mean, this man is psycho. I mean, the problem is, though, his agenda supports the Bush agenda. It's going to be a bipartisan effort. Now, before the election, they voted something like 400-2. Against Charles Rangel's draft bill.
Right.
But word is he's working up the 2005 edition of the bill. And what do you think the vote's going to be this time?
Slightly different.
Yeah, it's probably not going to be the political vote, the political football vote that we had before the election where everyone was reassuring. Woo-hoo, there's no chance. Look, I voted no to this draft legislation. There's no chance that there's going to be a draft in 2005 when you reelect me, even though I have nothing to lose at that point. Oh, my goodness. Instead of exploring how to share the burden more fairly, the military is cooking up new ways to take advantage of the economically disadvantaged, Rangel says. Military recruiters have confided in him that they're targeting inner cities and rural areas with high unemployment. In December, the National Guard nearly doubled its enlistment bonus to $10,000, and the Army is trying to attract urban youth with... You know, I wonder if the National Guard still throws out the old once-a-month thing. Do you think they even get away with that in their advertising anymore?
Come I don't know. Down. I haven't seen one.
Come on yeah. down.
Be a weekend warrior.
Yeah, you're right. Do they? Yeah, they're probably not even advertising it. They're probably just advertising the regular army. So I don't necessarily agree with. I don't know where this article is coming from. The article kind of sounds like they're siding with Rangel. You know that they want to share the burden more fairly. You know, if anyone was really principled anti-war, if this Charles Rangel was really principled against the war, he'd be coming out against American intervention. He'd be coming out against getting involved in other people's business. I mean, wasn't it George Washington that famous quote, trade with all, entangling alliances with none? That's a paraphrase of it, but the concept of let's open our borders to trade, let all the products and services flow across freely, and let's not get involved in any pesky worldwide treaties or alliances or anything like that.
You know,
sounds like the Monroe Doctrine to me.
It would be one thing if we didn't have to, if it wasn't financed on the backs of the American taxpayers, you know? I mean, it'd be one thing if they would just wanted to form an imperialistic government, but if the fact is they're doing it at our expense. They're taxing the hell out of us in order to scratch the backs of their, corporate cronies and do all the things that they're doing. Take over, you know, spread freedom.
Oh, and you want to talk about a bipartisan effort. This one from Reuters. Democratic Senator John Kerry, whose baffling explanation of votes on Iraq war funding hurt his 2004 White House bid, said on Tuesday he would back President Bush's new $81.9 billion request for Iraq.
That's not surprising.
So the whole war controversy thing, I guess, that they had during the election, that's out the window now. It's back to voting for more money for the war for old John Kerry. So again, just more evidence that everybody's apparently just behind the president when it comes to the war. Crazy.
Oh, yeah.
The Massachusetts... Kerry told reporters, I think we're in a very different situation. I'm going to vote for this. I think the money's important to our being successful and to the completion of the process.
Yeah.
So...
Everybody who voted for John Kerry, way to go, folks. Way to go.
Well, everybody who's anti-war who voted for John Kerry, how about that?
Yeah.
Especially some of my libertarian friends who voted for John Kerry. What were you thinking? 1-800-259-9231. The Massachusetts senator, blah, blah, blah. It's sad. It's pathetic. And we'll talk about some of the other areas they're trying to basically destroy our freedoms. One of them is in the video games you might be able to play at your home. Yes, it's the video game controversy again, taking spotlight, and of course their favorite target, Grand Theft Auto, is being once again brought into the judicial system. We'll talk about that.
And now a word from our sponsor, Grand Theft Auto.
The show. This is Free Talk Live.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, and I'm here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom, and even working dad, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of strength, lack of stamina, lack of sleep, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the husband, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all of these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave Patch. It is safe, non-invasive, and is currently being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympics, professional, collegiate, high school, and little leagues alike. Everyday businessmen and women in all walks of industry. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition, or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Get your free sample at www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, your free sample at lifewavepromotions.com.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can log on, join the fun at freetalklive.com, check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. There's a brand new feature on the Shrine called the Hall of Shame. It features all the ladies that have tried to dupe us. Well, I put quotes, I guess, around the word ladies, because most of them probably were sent to us by men.
Because if they were sent by ladies,
they wouldn't be fakes.
They could just take pictures of themselves.
Yeah. Exactly right.
Although I do know one for certain that was sent in by a woman.
There's one who actually was a woman that didn't send her actual picture.
Yeah, she's...
Because she called in.
Yeah.
So she's on the Hall of Shame as well, so you'll have to check that out. At freetalklive.com, apparently Kevin just tried to call back, get on the show again, and he was then told by our board operator that it's only you can only call once per night on Free Talk Live. He apparently really wanted on, and he asked a simple question, have any of us ever served in the military?
Nope.
Nope. Never want to, never will.
Right.
Don't care if there's a draft.
Yep.
I think the military is a great thing, as long as it's used for national defense.
I think the military should be abolished.
Well, that's your opinion.
Well, it's my opinion. It's also the opinion of the Constitution of the United States of America.
That the military shouldn't be standing for more than 2 years?
That's correct.
It's certainly alluded to in there.
It's Article 1, Section 8, as a matter of fact. And I guess what they're doing to get around it is, since the military can't be funded past 2 years and they've got to dissolve it, they probably do this. I'm guessing, just knowing the way the government is, they probably, once every 2 years, have a meeting and they just kind of re-sign the military every 2 years just to make sure they're constitutionally correct.
Right.
That's probably what they do to get around it. But the point still remains, the intention there, the concept is, if you have a standing army, they're more likely to be utilized for something. And if you're going to utilize a standing army for something besides defense, then they're going to be utilized for something unconstitutional, like going to Iraq.
Like preemptive defense.
Or Korea, or Vietnam, or wherever it is that we've been.
I don't know if sending people, sending the army to places is necessarily unconstitutional. It's just a bad idea.
It's a terrible idea.
Especially in the Middle East. They hate Whitey in the Middle East.
Well, You know why they hate Whitey in the Middle East?
Why is that?
Because Whitey's been screwing with them for the last 60, 70 years.
Yep.
Ever since the Ottoman Empire was disbanded there around World War I, we've been screwing with them.
Yep.
Telling them, how to do things, and you got to do this or else, and
saying,
blah, blah, blah.
Hey, you two groups of people who don't like each other at all, we're going to put you in the same country.
Uh-huh.
So, have at you.
Sure, this whole Iraq's a great idea. Let's take the Sunnis and the Shiites and the Kurds, and we'll draw a big line around them in the sand and make it a country. What a stupid idea. You want to solve the problem? Which you can't, because Bush preempted himself in this, trying to get Turkey involved in this multinational force, is to split Iraq into three countries. Make Kurdistan. Make, Shiite Haven and, Sunni town.
Sunni town. Not that I support intervening and deciding how to split someone else's country, but then again, the other point could be made that we originally drew the lines for Iraq anyway, right?
Yeah, we screwed them over in the first place.
If you just let them go, I swear, they'll figure out the best way to have things.
Yes,
really?
No way.
You know what? And they're going to kill each other, but we've already killed somewhere in the neighborhood of 300,000 of them in this little war of ours.
Not to mention the...
Now, Saddam Hussein only killed about, numbers are between 250,000 and half a million, but how many Iraqis does George Bush have to kill to be as bad as Saddam Hussein? I want to know.
The number is infinite.
Yeah. There's no limit for George Bush because he's coming from America, and America's right about everything, man. Which, don't you know?
He's got a picture of Jesus in his wallet. That makes it okay,
Yeah.
We're right about anything we do. Any action we take, no matter how unconstitutional, apparently is the right one, according to some of these patriots out there.
Yep.
The nationalists.
Not that our friend in East Texas is necessarily one of those folks that would be doing
that. No, absolutely not. 1-800-259-9231, toll-free 800-259-9231. So let's move on from this whole war draft thing.
Yeah.
Talk about something a little bit more close to home. What's going on, Jason?
Well, this is all out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, home of the Crimson Tide. Lawsuit claims the video game Grand Theft Auto led a teenager to shoot two police officers and a police dispatcher in 2003, mirroring violent acts depicted in the popular game. The suit announced Tuesday seeks damages from the game's manufacturers and two stores that allegedly sold it to Devin Thompson, who is now 18.
You know, this defense never works. It's been done ever since Dungeons and Dragons. Twisted Sister made me kill my mom. this defense has been done over and over and over again. It never works, and all it does is stir up the family first factor. Those folks. And so now they're going to... Isn't it enough? It has a rating right there on the package.
Uh-huh. Yep.
The parents... allow their kid to buy it?
Apparently so.
I'm sorry.
It's just
he went and shot somebody.
It's
he
an example.
To go to prison.
It's an example of the victim mentality that this country has. The idea that everybody's a victim of something in this country. This particular young man, he's a victim of video game violence.
Yeah.
He's a victim of the people that even sold him. Now, even if you could prove that video games cause people to be more violent, which you can't, then somehow the store owner is at fault here? The individual who made the sale is at fault? We're just all victims, and we've all got problems, and we're not responsible for our own decisions and our own actions. I didn't make these choices. I didn't make the choice to go shoot these three people. He shot and killed three people.
Three police officers
right.
at that. Now,
in a police station.
Now, if this defense were at all accurate, I think you and I, Ian, would be most two of the most prolific and infamous murderers
violent
in history.
Violent killers, yes. I've killed thousands of individuals digitally, and why shouldn't I be doing it in real life, right?
Well,
right.
Because you'll go to prison
I'm
for the rest
victim,
of your life.
I'm a victim, though. I'm a victim of circumstance, and I can't control my actions. The idea, the concept is completely asinine, and you're right, man. Which the defense has been tried several times. It has failed. But we keep talking about it because the lawyers keep throwing the defense out there. I think that one of the concept is, well, let's keep throwing this defense out until we find a judge who'll support it, or a judge
right.
and a jury who'll go with it, and then we'll have some precedent, and then someone else can do it.
Well, you know, there were a couple of kids who found in a car wreck, but the only thing that was okay in their car was their car radio, and it was still playing AC/DC's Highway to Hell.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jackie in Sarasota. You're on Free Talk Live, Jackie.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Jackie.
I meant to call in a few days ago. I have an issue, and it concerns not my friends, but a friend of my sister's husband is cheating on her. And not husband. They're going to be getting married in a week.
Fiancé.
Yeah, fiancé.
Betrothed.
Yeah.
The husband, okay, hold on. The friend of your sister's soon-to-be husband is allegedly cheating on his soon-to-be wife.
With his soon-to-be wife's best friend.
And
she's cool. 16.
And how old is the soon-to-be wife, then?
She's 19.
How old is the husband, or soon-to-be
22.
Husband? 22. Well, it's not a crime in the state of Florida.
No, it's legal for him to have sex with a 16-year-old in the state of
Pretty,
Florida.
Pretty disgusting, nonetheless.
But my issue is that all of their friends know about it. And
we're gonna get some more info from you. Hang on a second, and we'll get your opinions as well. Dial in, talk about cheating. 1-800-259-9231. Literally anything goes on this show. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Take control.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Do you dream of being a doctor, lawyer, fireman? How about a rocket scientist or an automotive technician? There's not as much difference between the last two as you think. When I come back, it's blast off. What do your engine, transmission, driveline, power steering, and cooling system all have in common? When your service technician properly cleans, flushes, and conditions these systems with BG products and services, it pays off big time. With more trouble-free miles for you. Why BG? BG services include a 150,000-mile, 7-year protection plan. Free. Some restrictions apply, so get the facts on protecting your automotive investment at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Rocket scientist and auto technician. Similar? Yes. Today's automobiles are more sophisticated than Apollo 13 that took the astronauts to the moon. Outer space aside, here on Earth, there's a critical shortage of trained repair technicians. While 2 million vehicles are added to our highways each year, those with the expertise to keep them on the road decreases by 5%. The impact on automotive consumers? More expensive repairs that take longer. So encourage a young person to think scientist. Think lab coat. Think automotive technician. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. Anything goes. Bring up political, personal, your agenda that you want to push, your rant you want to get off your chest. Right now we're in the realm of the personal. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
We've got Jackie on the line calling from Sarasota, Florida. Jackie, you're on Free Talk Live again. We're talking about cheating.
Yes.
Now, apparently, according to what you said, you've got your sister who has a best friend, mm-hmm. Who's got a friend who's getting married.
Yes, she's the best. She's the maid of honor in the girl's wedding.
She's getting married, and you found out that this girl is being cheated on by her groom-to-be, her husband-to-be.
Yes, with one of her best friends. He's sleeping.
Now, how do you know for sure?
Well, I haven't actually seen them in the act or anything, but
well, thank goodness.
Yeah, but a friend of theirs went to their house, the groom-to-be and bride-to-be, their house. And he knocked on the front door, and it took the, so confusing, it took the girl who he's cheating with about 10 minutes to get to the door, and when he went in, the groom-to-be was in the shower, and the girl was apparently still kind of getting dressed because she was putting, she didn't have a belt on when she answered the door, and she did. Like a few minutes later, and also another thing is the guy works at a gym, and so the girl that he's cheating on his wife to be with goes in there, and she'll go in his office in her clothes and come out in a bathing suit, and it's a bathing suit that ties behind the neck, so it's obvious to see if you have your clothes on that you do have a bathing suit on, and apparently this happens like 3 times a week.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I would say That's
pretty damning evidence.
Yeah.
It's definitely circumstantial, but damning, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
So what about it, though, Jackie?
Well,
I mean, are you going to do something about it, or what?
The part that bothers me is that, nobody's going to tell her. And they're all supposed to be her friends, and I don't understand how they can call her their friend when they won't even tell her that she's being deceived by the person she's about to commit the rest of her life to.
And well, I can tell you one thing is the chances are very good that if you tell her, you won't be her friend for much longer.
She's not my friend now.
I understand that getting involved in these things never turns out well for the messenger. I'm not saying don't do it, and I'm not saying that it won't be a good thing for her, but it just generally the messenger is killed off in these situations.
Well, I already did it.
Okay.
So,
how was the reaction?
I didn't stick around for it, actually. I just called her work, and she is the hostess at a restaurant, and I just said, hey, so-and-so, you might want to drive by your house when you're supposed to be at work sometime and see whose car's in the driveway with your husband's key. And then I hung up, and I'm pretty sure she got the message because I just talked to my sister, and she...
Do you think that was the right thing to do, Manwich or Jason? What would you have done, I guess, in this situation, if you had that info?
You know, I never get involved in those, personally.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think that those are the best, the sort of anonymous tips that don't incriminate you are the best way to go on those if you feel like you've got to get involved.
Well, now, I mean, Jackie's making, I think she's making a good point. I mean, if you claim to be the friend of somebody and you come across damning information like that, isn't it something that you should do? I mean, if you can be anonymous about it, then you're right. It makes it all the better for you. But why would you want to stay away from that? I mean, if you could figure out a way to communicate that information without putting your friendship in jeopardy necessarily, why wouldn't you want to do that for your friend?
It's weird. They all know about it, and they sit around and talk about it.
Would anyone like to take bets so that you call back in 2 weeks from now, Jackie, and that those two do, in fact, get married?
Oh, they're getting married next weekend.
They're getting married.
Ooh,
and it doesn't matter what she finds out.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if she finds out that he had relations with an entire busload of cheerleaders. I mean, people make these decisions anyway. She knows that her boyfriend is a philanderer, even if she doesn't know that.
Know that? I mean, how do you know he doesn't keep it real secret?
She does know, because every time he's drunk, he's got his hands all over every woman that is around him.
Then she knows what she's getting into.
Okay.
And if I was in the position that you're in, it's really touchy. You don't want to get involved because it's going to be a mess, but you feel obligated to as a friend. And
well, Jackie's not even a friend, but let's assume you are the friend.
But
let's
I feel like it's the right thing to do. I feel like, okay, if I were getting ready to marry someone who was cheating on me and my best friend knew about it, I would really want to know, you know?
What if you're putting yourself in the circumstance? But here's my question to you, that if in 2 weeks from now you were going to get married to somebody and you found out that person was cheating on you, would you marry them in 2 weeks?
No, hell no.
She will. You see?
And that's just that's the way some people are. Some people, they don't mind taking
But the thing is people keep saying that she's going to marry him no matter what, and that's why they're not going to tell her, because they don't want her to get mad at them. But as a friend, don't you think that you should take that chance only to possibly save the rest of her life and her heart? I mean, she's getting married for the first time at 19 years old.
Not a good move.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
First
and
time's
she's
right.
Getting married to a man who's cheating on her, and, you know, I would think that even if you thought they might get mad at you and thought that they might not believe you and thought that they might do it anyway, you should tell them and say, you know, I'm sorry, I know this is about this, that this will hurt you, and you may not even believe me, and we may not even be friends after this conversation, but there's something I have to tell you.
I think that's certainly the most adult way, you know, to approach the situation. Not to say that the individual who's 19 is going to respond as an adult, and nor would they necessarily if they were 49. I mean, if they're head over heels for the other person, they're just not going to believe you.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it's a good point. And here's another question, I guess, for you guys. What if it wasn't a situation where you knew the guy was a philanderer? Like, what if you thought they had a really great relationship and then discovered stumbled across evidence that the guy was indeed cheating on his girl? Would that change the situation? Would that make you more likely to go ahead and clue her in?
Not for me. Not at this point. The thing is, I'm 34.
Mm-hmm.
I've been through this stuff enough times to realize that as the messenger, all that happens is you get your head chopped off.
Yeah.
That even when anonymous clues are given to the offended party, as in the case with Jackie here, and I think that's a pretty good way to go about it. Nothing ever seems to come of it. You know, they work out their little problem, and what do you get?
And they're divorced in 3 years.
Then I'm sorry, what?
I said, and then they're divorced in 3 years.
Yeah, you're not going to stop it. They're going to get they're going to get married, and then they're going to get divorced, and that's their life.
Oh,
right.
God.
They probably would have gotten divorced anyway.
But why people want to put themselves through hell when they know that they're stepping into, like, I mean, if you see a pile of dog crap in front of you, are you going to step in it?
Because they're in love. They're in love.
But because they're kind of like dog crap to them.
Oh, my God.
All right. It looks like a beautiful white wedding. Thanks for the call, Jackie.
All right. No problem.
1-800-259-9231. And every woman wants to be married, right? I mean, that's their day. So, I mean, even if she caught him having sex with another girl, she'd probably still want to go through with the marriage because it's her day and she gets to wear the dress. And, oh, my goodness. Call us up. What do you think? Cheating? Good thing? Bad thing? 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. That's BioWox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWox family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. If you want it to be, you can take control, just like our last caller did, Jackie, with a personal situation about cheating. And that's when it comes to personal issues, that one's come up a number of times in the past on Free Talk Live. And, you know, it seems to be a real problem that people have. You think it's just in the movies, right? Where the woman in the marriage, in the wedding, has a best friend also in the wedding who's having sex with her groom. It sounds like something right out of some Hollywood blockbuster.
Well, not a blockbuster.
Hollywood movie.
Drivel.
And it's for real. People really are doing that. I wonder how many weddings in this country actually have a situation like that going on within them. I mean, of course, in the movies, they're actually having sex at the weddings, although I'm sure that's not unheard of as well. I mean, it's amazing. 1-800-259...
Folks like to model their lives after the movies,
I guess so. Does art imitate life, or does life imitate art?
It's an excellent question.
Anyway, apparently some angry...
Speaking of life imitating art...
right on. Let's get back into the Grand Theft Auto issue here. Again, you can control the show at 800-259-9231. And don't forget, log on at freetalklive.com. Check out the archives, last 6 days of the show. Fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website.
Right. Well, just to recap, this fella, Devin Thompson, who's now 18 years old, is, he killed three police officers. And
oh, my God.
He's now blaming it on Grand Theft Auto, the wildly popular PlayStation 2 game. Well, Thompson is accused of killing the three men in June 2003 after being brought to the Fayette police station on suspicion of driving a stolen car. Thompson allegedly grabbed one of the officer's guns, shot him, and then the other two, and fled in a patrol car.
Thought he was gonna get away with it, didn't he?
fleeing in a patrol car.
Yeah, that'll get you away from the scene without drawing any attention.
Definitely. Well, the suit alleges that Thompson purchased both Grand Theft Auto 3 and Grand Theft Auto Vice City when he was under 17. Mm-hmm. And the games, which depict police killings and other acts of violence, are rated M, meaning they are appropriate for those 17 or older. Now, that this rating system for video games, this is not law.
No.
So they the prosecution has no recourse under the law to say that GameStop or Babbage's or whatever game store it was,
good point,
was wrong in doing so.
The rating system is completely voluntary by the video game industry, and of course the reason the rating system came about in the first place was in the early to mid-90s
there was a game called Mortal Kombat.
Well, Mortal Kombat and Night Trap, specifically, yes, were the two controversial games of the early 90s, and Senator Joe Lieberman was...
And you can't buy that kind of publicity for your game, you know?
No, you really can't.
It's the best thing for the game producers.
Senator Joe Lieberman was... This is where he made his name, really, mm-hmm. was in him fighting the video game battle. He was proposing legislation that was going to regulate the video game industry as far as content and giving it a rating system and everything. Then the video game industry stepped up and said, "Whoa, we'll put in place, we'll self-regulate, we'll go ahead and create a system," and so the Electronics Ratings Board or whatever it is was born. And from that point on, all game companies have been rating their own games. Or actually, they send them to the board. I guess it's some sort of independent organization, and the board plays the games, and then they rate and they describe the game based on, you know, the amount of sex in it, the amount of violence, what type of violence there is. In fact, all you have to do if you're a parent, it's real tough now. You flip over the box and you read the description. The little rating symbol appears on the front.
Yep.
And if you flip the box over, there are details as to what the game, what kind of content the game has inside it. So regardless of all that, parents still buy their kids violent video games. Maybe it's because they realize that they're just games, and their kids can tell the difference between games and reality. Yeah. I guess some kids claim to not. And this guy is claiming that this game drove him to kill three police officers.
Not only that, the attorney for the prosecution was quoted as saying, "What has happened in Alabama is that four companies participated in the training of Devin to kill three men."
Oh, man, how can an attorney say that with a straight face? I mean, you'd really have to be a professional lying scumbag to be able to spout that.
That kind of millions of dollars? Here, let me try. What happened in Alabama is that three companies trained Devin to be a killer.
I think that's pretty good. I'd do that for several million dollars.
Okay,
sure.
Okay. Yeah, I guess you could pull it off.
It's for sale. and you know, there's nothing wrong with the attorney doing it. I think it's just...
I think there is something wrong with the attorney doing that. I mean, attorneys are definitely good for some things, like defending you if you're actually wrongly accused and all that, and defending you if you are rightly accused and you just want to minimize the amount of damage.
I think it's a dumb case, but, you know, it's just a crapshoot the attorney's taken. Right. It's irresponsible that the kid should just own up, you know? You did the crime. Do the time.
Did he think that once he killed the three police officers, he's going to be able to hit the reset button?
I don't know what he thought he was going to do.
Get out of the game.
Or punch in some cheat codes.
Right.
Yeah, like he's just gonna take off in the police car and drive to Buenos Aires.
Uh-huh.
Where's he gonna go, dumb kid?
That's crazy. Here's the quote from the kid, Devin Thompson, after he got picked up. "Life is a video game. You gotta die sometime."
Was he trained to say that? You think the lawyer trained him on that one?
I would think definitely. Kid, just blame it on video games. You'll get away scot-free.
Everything you say, talk about video games. They'll think you're obsessed with them.
Joe Lieberman will jump all over it.
It's amazing, man. I, you know, again, like you said, man, this defense has been tried before. It's failed before. How long is it going to be until somebody, some judge, some jury says, yeah, this kid was influenced by this game. Yeah, we are going to fine for the defendant and put this company out of business. That's crazy. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
all water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
There is a lot of confusion in the health and dietary supplement marketplace. There are claims and counterclaims wild enough to drive intelligent people nuts. Well, don't despair. There's one sure way to avoid the confusion and get outstanding quality at reasonable, almost wholesale prices. That's to join my Carotec Health Club and get straight information from my newsletter, True Health. And you also get outstanding dietary supplements from Carotec, the company I started, and we earn our trust the old-fashioned way we provide quality and performance. Membership is only $36 a year, and you are under no obligation to purchase anything. You can simply take advantage of the True Health information if you wish. Check it out. It's a free catalog. Absolutely free, that is. 112 pages of solid information. You call toll-free 1-800-522-4279. Write it down. 1-800-522-4279.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Inside hour number two of the show. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So plenty of time for you to make calls and bring up whatever you want. Political, personal, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can also log on at freetalklive.com. Tune into the live stream. Maybe you live in an area where there's no Free Talk Live on your airwaves on the local radio stations. Well, just log on. freetalklive.com. Click on tune in and follow the instructions. Very, very simple. We've got a stream for everybody. Broadband people, you can listen in high quality, and you analog dial-up users can listen in not so high quality. So log on again at freetalklive.com. Where are we going next, gentlemen? Let's pick a story, shall we? Nuns?
Let's talk about nuns.
Nuns?
All right, let's talk about nuns.
What are those crazy nuns doing these days?
Those wacky nuns. Well, 12 American nuns have been suspended from their convent after going on an alcohol and sex-fueled holiday.
Whoa!
This is going to be an interesting story. I don't know if it's going to matter much in the long and the short of things, but I'm kind of interested.
Oh, yeah. Well, sister? Oh, the women, all aged between 22 and 31, went on the Club 18 to 30 holiday. I have no idea what it is.
Okay.
Without telling anybody where they were going. On returning from the debauched break last week, and immediately found themselves in hot water with old Mother Superior. Turns out during the trip, it has been claimed the nuns slept with a total of 43 men.
How many nuns were there?
There were something, right? 12.
12 nuns?
12 nuns and 43 men.
Oh, my goodness.
During the course of the trip.
Well, that's
they had a lot to get out of the system.
3.5
five men apiece.
Excellent.
Heavens.
Well, when quizzed about what they had been up to, every single one of them confessed.
Of course.
If
you're a nun, you got to confess. Right.
And the 12...
I'd have said, nothing.
Well, in their defense, they said that their excuse for their behavior, they just wanted to experience sin.
Really?
And who the hell doesn't? Who the hell doesn't?
No doubt about that. It sounds like they went on one of those hedonism kind of escapades, if you will, or where they send the college kids, you know, they all go to Mexico and have a bunch of sex and drinking down there. It sounds like one of those things where the nuns went on a cruise ship and then went somewhere.
Do you think it makes any sense to have nuns be celibate?
None. None at all.
I don't think it makes sense for anyone to...
No pun intended.
No, I don't think celibacy
absolute
makes
nonsense.
Sense. I don't think celibacy makes sense, period.
It doesn't seem like God created us for that.
Oh, hell no.
No, certainly not.
And I think that if they were allowed to marry, these girls would be a lot less likely to have gone on this 18 to 30 holiday outing thing.
Well, I mean, there's no doubt that, that you know, we weren't created for that. Again, assuming you believe we're created, which I don't know why I just said that, but...
I do.
My fiance was mentioning today that she, even though she rationally doesn't want kids, she told me today that she got a thought just came to her head today, I want to have a child. You know, like it's so buried in the nature of a woman to have children.
I would say that it's in people.
Yes.
I think it's in the nature of a woman to want a child, specifically. It's in the nature of the man to want to have sex.
It's in the nature of a woman of any species to want to have a child.
Right. Really? You think dogs want to have children?
Yeah.
The Studio Beast actually wants to have children?
Of course she does.
Well, she's been cut. Does that get rid of the nature?
Yes.
Okay. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control. We're getting anything. We got hour number three coming up.
If you're tired of